by the coaches. And we, you know, we were just talking with Greg Flynn over at Pearl. They're going to get to host the rest of the way, and you know, hopefully get into Oxford. So, but you talk to, you know, a lot of coaches around the state, and they'll tell you, hey, whether it's at home, whether it's on the road, you know, you're in the playoffs, and if you're headed to Oxford, you're going to have to beat them sometime anyway. So, a big win for Papaville and I. But, Carrie, was that game, your game, was that in Laurel?
No, we played at Pickin. We played at Pickin in Lee Triplett Stadium. We were a 2 seed. They were a 3 seed. You know, kind of a sneaky 3 seed. They played their best football, which is when you want to play it. They played their best football the last 5 weeks, and you got to tip your hat to those guys. They came here tonight and had a good game plan, and we just couldn't stop them when we had to. We got a couple punts, but they hit some big plays. Turning point in the ball game, rush real fast. 40 seconds to go before half. We score. We go up 21-14. We're feeling good. They come back. They throw 3 passes. They take 40 seconds. They go down and score. And they leave 7 seconds on the clock. Yeah, that was the turning point in the ball game. Because if we had got the ball to start the third quarter, which we actually back up, we did get it. We scored on our first possession of the third quarter. So had we held them there, you know, it would have been a 14-point swing. But, hey, if you know, it's still ifs and buts and candy and nuts. And we just didn't get it done tonight. And we tip our hat to them. And congratulations to Coach Bruin. And now with our WRJW coverage, will move down to one team. Next week we'll have the Clay and them on the call with Papaville Hornets. As Clay said, they're going to have to travel to Purvis. You know, Clay, real quick, Russ, you give a second. Clay and I did a show this morning, a coffee talk show we did here locally. Now on Fridays at a local coffee venue in Pickin. We talked about this morning, the fact that, you know, in these playoffs, man, it doesn't matter. Clay, I'll let Clay tell you about our conversation. It doesn't matter what your record is when you come into this. You better have your gun cocked and ready to roll. And, Clay, we talked about it this morning. That exact thing happened tonight in a lot of places.
Yeah, you see Pontotoc, who's, well, I would think, the odds on favorite for maybe being the four, the North 4A, and from what I've gathered, they got beat tonight. So you just never know, but I know it certainly doesn't help to have to go on the road. I'd like to see what that vote count was. Who voted what there and put a letter in a mail.
Are you asking, hey, Clay, you asking for a recount? Well, guys, we
hey Clay and I, we want to go find the Chads on the ground.
The hanging Chads and Pickin. Hey, guys, we appreciate you taking time with us tonight. We got to run. We're gonna talk to Randy McCoy about what happened up in Tupelo tonight. But we appreciate Carrie, what you bring to the show every year, and the Maroon Tide and Dodley and all the folks down there, and at least you got one still playing on the station down there, and that's Papaville, and we'll talk with Clay next week.
Absolutely, go Hornets! All the way.
Thank you, guys.
God bless.
Thanks, guy. All right, let's
go. Appreciate it.
All right, let's go quickly. Next segment. Okay. All right. So I want to, since we got this time here. And I hope we get a chance to talk to Wayne Fleury, because Wayne is the one that he actually nominated our Trey Arrington from Stone County. He is our Wendy's Giant Player of the Week. And Trey Arrington, last week, carried 14 times for 151 yards, 4 touchdowns, and on defense had 14 tackles. So, a big win for him. I went down there today. They had everybody out in the courtyard. It was really kind of neat. And Trey seemed like a very, very humble guy. And apparently tonight, according to Wayne, he had a touchdown run that, you know, that's really a big win for them. Now, you know, they got a really hard game next week. But, gosh, you know, that's why you play the games.
Absolutely.
So we'll see what happens down there. When we come back, well, I'll tell you, this is going to be Randy McCoy's last call for this year for the Tupelo Golden Wave, and I hope we get a chance to talk to Josh Morgan tonight. Boy, don't you know those Vikings are excited about that, and I don't think if you talk to Warren Central's Vikings, they'll tell you that's not an upset.
Well, you know, they've been playing awfully well down the stretch, and they're a very tough, very physical team. And if, you know, I think if you haven't seen them, you might not have been, you know, prepared for them. But they're a tough team. But I tell you, that sets up another rematch with Warren Central and Madison Central next week. And I'm not sure where that's going to be. Well, let's see. Madison Central hosted Warren Central Travel, so it might very well be at Warren Central.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, I don't know. We've got the brackets are set. We're just not real sure exactly home and away kind of situation
yet. But Dr. Dave and Will will figure all that out.
Right, we'll have that.
It'll be on there. And so we are done with our peanut game of the week. We ran 10 of them this year, and a big thanks to the Mississippi peanut growers for making that possible. We saw some really good teams. That East Central team was really good, and the Park Lane MRA game was really a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, the Germantown game last week was fun. But I think that one surprised me, too. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But they go down tonight. And Tim Framick told me, this, you know, be leery of Yazoo County.
Right.
And because nobody talks about them.
Hey, I've got an eight-man score.
You were going to tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, now, semifinals, there was two, you know, semifinal Academy eight-man games. Briarfield, Louisiana beat Riverdale 22-0. That was pretty passive there.
Yeah, for an eight-man it is.
But Humphreys Academy hosted Prentice Christian and won by the score of 82-42.
Oh, man.
82-42. 124 points scored in that one. And in eight-man football, Humphreys Academy is now 11-0. And they'll go to the championship game. And I think the eight-man championship's at Jackson Academy next weekend.
I believe it is. Yeah. And if you've never been to one, go to one. Because they're a lot of fun to watch. I mean, it's in the old days when you had real grass, I know they were drawing the plays in the grass. Now, you go here and you go here and you go here. Yeah. Or the old famous play, everybody go long.
Yeah.
That was also big in the eight-man game.
Well, in the eight-man game, there's not like a second level. You know, there's just, you get past that and there's not a whole lot of help coming.
You get a pass over the top, you're by yourself, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
All right, so congratulations to Humphrey. For getting past their opponent tonight by a score of 82-42. We're going to step aside, take a time out. Friday night, Under the Lights, made possible by Shelter Insurance. Back in a moment.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure!
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef. Unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy's serves. And the doubles, and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Friday Night on the Lights. Russ Robinson here along with George Broadstreet, Will Watson, and Dr. Dave Chows. Not on the premises tonight, but they have come up, of course, we've talked about it all year long. They came up with the power ranking system. And you know what? That power ranking system is going right down the line tonight of what's happening. And so you may want to take a real good look at that power ranking for next week because it's speaking volumes tonight. Also, welcoming you back to the Wendy's Giant Studio here in Flowood, Mississippi, where tonight we are congratulating Trey Arrington for Tomcats of Stone County, who last week was our Wendy's Giant Player of the Week. And he had 14 carries, 151 yards, four touchdowns, and 14 tackles. So if you gather your numbers up, and believe me, with all this offense we have tonight, we got to have we look at defensive guys, we look at kickers, whatever, to be our Wendy's Giant Player for next week. And FNUTL.com. Or I could give you George's personal cell phone number, but I don't think I'll do that.
No, let's don't do that.
All right. One of the big shockers of the night is Tupelo and Warren Central, and Randy McCoy joins us for, I guess, what would be the last time of this year, Randy. And I guess the old question is, what happened?
Well, it started on the first play of the football game, Russ. Warren Central kicked off to Tupelo. The guy fumbled catching the ball, reached down to pick it up, kicked it with his foot, and Warren Central recovers at Tupelo's 14-yard line. And then, of course, Warren Central takes it in at 10:23 left in the first quarter. They go up 7-0. No more score in that quarter. Then there were three field goals by Warren Central. Tupelo actually held Warren Central. Warren Central literally played the whole first half on Tupelo's end of the field.
Mm.
Tupelo held them on downs one time on the one-yard line, but Warren Central got three field goals. In fact, they kicked their third field goal as time expired in the first half. They were up 16-0. Tupelo had to kick off to Warren Central on the second or third play in the second half, broke off a 75-yard run for a touchdown, and Warren Central was up 23-0 at that point. And then Tupelo comes back, scores two touchdowns, tries to go for two on the second one. They scored in the fourth quarter. 23-13 was the score until 52 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Warren Central then scored a touchdown with 52 seconds, like I said, went up 30-13. And that's the way it ended up here. Gosh, Warren Central came out, and I'll just be honest with you, they played lights out. They were sharp the entire ball game.
Well, I was going to ask you, you know, what they did that really surprised you. And I think your answer probably would be how effective they were running the football.
Well, yeah, they for their rushing tonight, they had 236 yards rushing.
Whoa.
And it was, they really did. With that 75-yard run in there, their running back had 72 yards. Their quarterback had 75 yards. So, yeah, they really ran the ball well. They were very disciplined on offense. The tailback's not that large, but he's a slashing-type runner. They run his own read, and he's very deliberate, and he takes his time. And then when he's got another gear when he turns it up in there. He really doesn't break off long runs, but, boy, he'll 5 and 7 yards you to death, or at least he did us.
Well, Randy, I'll tell you, you've been very faithful to let us know what's happening up in that area of the state with Tupelo this year. And I know it's disappointing to lose, but you know, one of the teams has to as you go toward the playoffs. But we'll look forward to getting your reports, hopefully, again next year. And is this a team that's pretty much intact, or is it a senior-laden team?
Well, we probably got about half and half.
Okay.
Our quarterback and our tailback are both juniors.
So they'll be back next year. We're losing a good bit on our defensive side of the ball, but we'll have three or four of those guys back as well. So we'll have a fairly good nucleus. We'll just have to wait and see how these other guys mature and come about in the spring.
All right, Randy, well, you all have a wonderful holiday season, and we'll talk to you next year and see what's going on with Tupelo.
Thank you so much, Rush. Y'all have a great night.
All righty. Thanks so much. So, Tupelo out, Warren Central in, and someone else who's also coming in is Josh Jackson of WAPT Blitz 16, and he joins us now. I call him Mr. GQ, and he joins us here on Friday night under the lights. I mean, for a guy who goes out and works the sidelines, carries the camera, does all the interviews, but he's still dressing better than anybody in the stadium. I don't get it. I don't understand. How are you, bud?
Stop it, Russ. Look, when I become a politician, I know who's doing PR for me.
Hey, listen, man, that Warren Central team must be really something, Josh.
Man, I tell you the truth, I did not want to believe that score when I saw it. I said, wow, Tupelo undefeated, you know, just rolling, one of the better teams in the state. And Josh Morgan does it again. And here's my thing is I say it every time when they did it to Clinton, the only team Cam Akers lost to his senior season, and he's doing at Florida State now, was that Warren Central bunch. They are always the most physical team I see every year. And come playoff time, you know, it gets cold, and they always have a good running game, have a great defense, and they're physical. That's a recipe for success. I'm not so sure that next week when Madison Central obviously traveling to Warren Central, that's going to be, in my opinion, a good old-fashioned barn burner. That one could go right down to the wire. And you don't want to play a Warren Central team over in Vicksburg this time of the year. Josh Morgan, you know, he's seen all week a lot of the so-called experts picking against him, and so he always uses that to his advantage.
Yeah, well, they'll be over there sharpening their knives, that's for sure.
Exactly. But they're loaded. Fred Barnum Jr., first year starter there at quarterback, come in. He's done damage. Walt Hobson, who's actually the nephew of Jay Hobson over at Southern Miss, the head coach, he had an interception. They find ways to do it. It's just kind of like they replace guys, and they just roll. You don't have a player on that team that really stands out. No Dandy Dozen type players.
Yep.
But they know they're fundamentally sound. They know where they're supposed to be at the right place, in the right place at the right time. Well-coached team, physical. That's the type of team I would love to coach. It probably makes it a lot easier for Coach Morgan out there. But I'm excited for him and excited for Warren Central.
Let me get your thoughts. Ricky Black has his team in position at MC. And the only reason that I don't get a reservation for a motel room in Clinton every year is that I live in Clinton. So, you know, they're there again. They've got the possibility of doing something that even South Panola never did, and that's win 6 state championships in a row.
Yeah, you talk about, like you said, 6 in a row, that's unprecedented. Ricky Black, first of all, let me do some PR for him, talking about you doing it for me. First of all, give the man a raise. Give him what he wants. You know, name the stadium after him. Whatever he needs, keep him around. But, I mean, you know, I was looking at the highlights of my co-anchor, Ashley Chavity. She covered the game tonight, and she was showing me some of the highlights that she got from it with Chance Lovertage and Cooper Carroll and Jerrion Ely. And it was just like they put on a clinic, you know, 35-0 at halftime. I look at some of the plays. Ely was, like, literally playing with the defense. And it's MRE, that's a pretty good defense. I mean, that, you know, Danny White comes in and, you know, he was actually my defensive backs coach in college. But that's a good defensive coordinator, a great defensive unit. And, you know, they're going to go in probably, you know, 2 or 3 touchdown favorite against Park Lane next week. And so, you know, in my opinion, like I said, I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. As you mentioned, no one's ever done it on whether the MAIS front or MHS AA to win 6 in a row. And I understand this is the 7th straight appearance in the championship game itself, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. So they've been over there
a good bit.
And you know, hey, give credit where credit is due. J.A. went down to Macomb, and I'm going to have to cut you loose here because I'm up against the break. But they go down there. See, I'm doing to you tonight what you did to me when I was on Blitz 16. That's okay, Russ. Just kind of wind it up right there because I got a hard break. But you know, J.A. goes down there to Macomb, and boy, what a barn burner. 36-34, Park Lane gets the win. And J.A. out, but Park Lane in. And they run that option, you know, and we'll see how Prep handles that next week at Mississippi College. It's Friday night at 6 o'clock next week at MC.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, and we'll be there, obviously. But let me ask you this on air. So I know you can't say no if I ask you on air. Can you come hang out with us again? You did it last year. I think I'm the good Blitz 16's a good luck charm.
Are you kidding me, man? I'll be there. I'm bringing sack lunch, and I'll be there all day.
Well, there we go. We're booking you.
All right. Well, listen, man, I know you got to get ready to go to work. We appreciate you spending some time with us, and we will see you over there at Blitz 16 next week.
All right. Thanks so much, Brett.
Thanks, Josh. Josh Jackson, WAPT, Blitz 16 here in the Jackson area. We are going to step out of here, take a timeout. Friday night under the lights, being made possible tonight by Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center. And they do an outstanding job with what they do. In fact, that you'll see and hear about them, on the show every week. They've been a great supporter of Friday Night Under the Lights, and we really appreciate everything they've done. And also, you are listening to Friday Night Under the Lights on MPB Think Radio. We'll be back.